This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, September 14th. God's word for you today is not one. Our scripture reading is taken from Habakkuk 3, verse 17 to 18, and it says, though the fig trees does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. Gratitude is linked to our ability to stay in the moment. Why? We need to learn to linger long enough to be thankful. Take Holy Communion, for example. When you take Holy Communion, deliberately linger and think. Remember what He has done for you, the sacrifices, the strokes on His body that was broken for you, the nails in His hands. Think about how He was stripped naked for you and I. Think about it and watch how staying in the moment will increase your gratitude. To be grateful, do not just rush and take communion. Pause and think. Another exercise I want you to do is lift your right hand and just look at it. Take your time and look at it. Look at your fingers and be grateful. Even if you do not have a right hand, be grateful that you are reading this right now. Pause, think, and thank the Lord. Some of you do not even know how beautiful your hands is. Pay attention to it. Some of you think your hand is ugly. It is beautiful in its own way. Look at it. Look at your palm, the design on your palm. I hear that there are no two palms with same design. You were wonderfully and fearfully made by God. Some have a wristwatch on their wrist. Many people do not have wristwatches. Be grateful. Pay attention to little details and watch how gratitude works. Psalm 118 verse 24 says, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. My gratitude, your gratitude, is linked to our ability to stay in the moment. The challenge most times is we are usually in yesterday while we are in today. Or we are trying to be in tomorrow when we should be in today. But God is saying, your joy and gladness are tied to you being present. I must confess, it is something that I am learning more about. I thought I had it a long time ago, but we always need to grow in things and get deeper roots. I have to be present. You have to be present. It is something we need to practice. We need to practice being present with our children. We need to practice having conversations with our children and our spouses. We need to practice being present. My question for you is, are you willing to make today a no complaints day? No complaints. Just be present and be grateful. What about the rest of this week? I want to challenge you, beginning now and even for the rest of this month, to take the no complaints challenge. No complaints for the month of September. Make up your mind not to complain about anything. Let's try it and see. God will help us. Let us pray. Father, as I commit to overflow with expressions of gratitude for the rest of this month, please help me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.